WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Austrian flugelhorn player Franz Kogelmann has been recording since the mid-70s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says his records always feature an interesting mix of American and European jazz musicians and musical influences. Kevin also says Kogelmann's music can sometimes be gloomy, but a sense of humor surfaces on his latest album.
Musicians who play the standard repertoire of classic jazz and pop songs face a constant challenge to keep their music fresh, to keep from playing the same old pieces in the same old ways. One musician who takes that challenge to heart is the Austrian composer and flugelhorn player Franz Kogelmann, whose latest album is called About Yesterday's Aesthetics, a CD on the Hat Art label. It features durable old tunes arranged by Kogelmann and members of his quintet. Kogelmann fits improvising into complex structures. He claims the influence of West Coast cool jazz and of the lyrical chamber music of Vienna's Alban Berg. He's always had a feel for bright ensemble colors. This time out, his band swings more than usual, too. Here's Franz Kogelmann's quintet on George Russell's composition, Aesthetic. Steve Lacy plays soprano sax. That's flugelhornist Franz Kogelmann with Mario Arcari on oboe and Klaus Koch on bass. In most jazz performances, the band plays the theme and then the soloists improvise variations. But Kogelmann's quintet may play the solos first and the melody second. That way, the written part seems to arise out of the improvisation instead of the other way around. Sometimes, their approach is more oblique. Drummer Fritz Hauser conceived a radical version of Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia. Here's how Gillespie played it in 1946. But in the Kogelmann Quintet version, which is heavy on collective improvisation, the melody of Night in Tunisia becomes a minor element in a sort of musical landscape painting, an impressionistic portrait of North Africa after dark. In drummer Fritz Hauser's arrangement of the Sonny Rollins calypso St. Thomas, it takes the horns over a minute just to state the tune's 8-bar theme. On this album, Hauser limits his kit to snare drum, hi-hat, and cymbals. Elsewhere, Kogelman plays two tunes at once to highlight their similar chord progressions. Irving Berlin's They Say It's Wonderful is heard on oboe, and Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow is played on the bass. The strategies that Kogelman and company use aren't really new. Other musicians have inverted the order of theme and solos, and Charles Mingus was superimposing different melodies with the same chords in the 1950s. Kogelman reminds us that jazz musicians don't really need new strategies for playing standards. They just need to remember the strategies that are already here.